Weekend Breakfast with Africa Manane on Cape Talk.
Anne de Klerk is a specialist community scheme attorney at Paddocks, joining me on the line. Anne, a very good morning and welcome to the show.
Good morning, Africa. Thank you very much.
Anne, I do apologize. I did mispronounce your name. I added Anne to the letter N to your name.
Nor will you be the last, so please don't worry about it.
Anne, I suppose questions that often come to our radio station are from people who are members of some sort of property scheme where there is a body corporate and an AGM was held and certain decisions were made pertaining to special levies, and they want to know whether or not they should, or they are obligated rather, to pay those special levies when they were not in agreement with the decision made by the majority of the members.
So the first thing, Africa, is we need to distinguish between our ordinary levies and our special levies. Our ordinary levies are the ones that are decided on by the members by ordinary resolution at a meeting, whereas special levies are not decided on by members at all. They are actually decided on by the trustees to meet some sort of necessary and urgent expense. So in that circumstances where we're looking at special levies in particular, members really have no say as to whether or not they want to pay them, as long as that expense is both necessary and urgent, right? When we look at ordinary levies, what we need to realize is we don't charge levies sort of arbitrarily, decide on a levy amount and put that onto members. What we do is we either approve or disapprove budgets, and those budgets determine the levies. So when members come to me and they say, listen, we've been charged levies, we don't necessarily agree with it, my advice is always get involved in your scheme, go to your AGM, so that when these budgets come up, you immediately raise your voice. You make sure that you are heard. You say that this budget is unreasonable. Because if you wait too long, the rest of the members will approve it. And really, once we reach that point, the only thing you can do is to go to the community schemes on the service, and then you have to prove that either the levies were incorrectly determined or that they are unreasonable. And that is very difficult to do once you've had that member approval at an AGM.
And once that member approval has been obtained, you are then legally obligated as a member of that scheme to pay over those ordinary levies that were determined following a submission and a deliberation, I imagine, over that budget presented.
Absolutely correct. You're absolutely correct. So what people do often is they do not actually go to these meetings, right? So they don't have that information about what was said, the debates that were had, and people raising different opinions, and now they get the notice from their managing agent or their trustees, and they're sort of taken aback by it. They're very surprised. They can't imagine how it could possibly have been decided that a 20% levy increase, for instance, could be accepted, but they don't have that background knowledge because they were not there when the debates were being had. So my problem often with trying to advise someone like that is that you have to have that background information. You have to know what was said at that meeting in order to be able to see whether it is in fact unreasonable or incorrectly determined or not. And if you weren't there, and if the majority of members approved it, chances are that they did look at this and they did determine that it was correctly determined and it was reasonable. So therefore, you don't really have a foot to stand on when you come to me and you say, listen, I quite simply think these levies are too high, because you objectively feeling like it is a high levy does not really hold any power in law. We need to know that it was incorrectly determined or objectively unreasonable, not simply high in a subjective sense.
I just received a WhatsApp from Rose, who says, according to the Sectional Title Schemes Management Act, special levies are no longer allowed.
No, unfortunately, that is incorrect. When we look at the Sectional Title Schemes Management Act that came into operation in October in 2016, specifically if you look at Prescribed Management Rule 21.3a, it reads as follows. It says the trustees may, after passing a written trustee resolution, levy members with a special contribution if the additional income is required to meet an expense that is two things. It needs to be necessary and it needs to be urgent. Now, the Act doesn't actually use the word urgent. It says that the expense cannot reasonably be delayed until provided for in the budget for the next financial year. So I sort of simplify that and I say we could summarize that as an urgent expense. So in no way did the new Act do away with special levies. It simply made it very clear that really three things need to happen. The trustees need to pass a written resolution. Number two, it needs to be necessary. And number three, it needs to be urgent. But it still is very much a part of our law.
So whether it's for a special security gate or a roof that is leaking that needs to be taken care of or mowing off the lawn in a certain quadrant of the garden, whatever they deem to be necessary and urgent, those trustees are then mandated to hold a meeting, pass a written resolution, which they communicate to the members of the scheme then.
Absolutely. I'll use some of your examples just to elaborate on, in that I think that something like gardening services, right? So as you mentioned, like mowing the lawn. I don't think anyone could deem that a necessary expense that is urgent and cannot reasonably wait until the next AGM. So that's a perfect example of a written trustee's resolution that I would advise my client to challenge, because that is not an objectively necessary and urgent expense. When I think of a perfect example of something where trustees can and should raise special contributions, it is something where the body corporate will suffer damages if immediate action is not taken. A perfect example, like you said, would be fixing a roof, perhaps. Why do I say that's necessary and urgent? Because if it doesn't take place today, the body corporate will actually incur additional damages if they only take care of it 3 months down the line, 4 months down the line, etc. Because, of course, this, let's say the roof is leaking, that leak and water damage will actually mean that the body corporate will incur additional costs, because they would now have to fix everything that has gone wrong inside a unit as a result of a damaged roof. So that is a perfect example where the trustee should raise a special levy to take care of something today to try and prevent members spending more tomorrow.
Let me ask this question from a listener. They write, good morning. Why, if we pay levies, do the Border Corporate still raise a special levy for the complex to be painted? Is that a reason to raise a special levy? Because what I'm reading from that is that when they had their annual general meeting and they needed to present a budget, whoever was tasked with putting together that budget did not factor into the equation the fact that the complex will need to be painted. And now it becomes something urgent and necessary for them to do.
You are absolutely correct. That is a perfect example where someone cannot raise a special levy. The fact that you have mismanaged or failed to plan does not constitute necessity and urgency. In other words, if it was in the power of the trustees to plan properly, they cannot months down the line look back and say, oops, all of a sudden now this is necessary and urgent. That is not correct, because there was no outside influence. There was no act of God that made this necessary and urgent today. What should have happened is you should have planned properly when you presented the budget. And now when we talk about painting of a building, there's quite a few things that need to have happened. It should have been included in your maintenance, repair and replacement plan. That should also have been approved by your members at the AGM. Then you should have brought that amount into your reserve fund budget. That also should have been approved by your members at the AGM. So what's happening in the circumstances like the one where your listener is talking about is clearly someone did not plan properly and now is making a decision and acting in a way to problem solve because of a failed management and planning. So that is not due cause to raise a special levy.
Anne, I'm sure that you will reflect and realize that whenever these special levies are raised, it's often for something very expensive and therefore can really have a massive impact on somebody's pocket. The question I have, what happens if Africa Melane is a member of the scheme, a special levy has been raised with all due processes followed, but I just can't afford it?
You know, that's a very, very tough question, because if the Act has been followed, if the special levy is reasonable, if it was correctly determined, it is an expense that has to be paid, then really the only advice I have for someone like that is to remember that all of this money that you are paying to your body corporate in terms of contributions goes to bettering that building. In other words, I know it is difficult if you don't have the finances, but the building needs to be painted. But unfortunately, it's one of those things that has to be done in order for your unit that you have purchased to either retain its value or even to increase in value. So you may want to look at something like taking out a loan or making alternative arrangements in order to pay for this necessary expense. This is now given that it is definitely correctly determined and it is necessary and it is not unreasonable. The reason I say that is it is exactly the same when you have a house, right? We know that when you have a house, you do need to do some maintenance and repairs from time to time. We may not like it. We may not want to put our hands deep into our pockets, but it's something that is objectively necessary. So in the circumstances where the trustees and the body corporate have not acted beyond their scope, have not acted unreasonably, and the amount just happens to be high. Unfortunately, it's sort of one of those times when I need to give you a little bit of tough love and say, listen, this is clearly necessary. This is something that has to happen and that will ultimately benefit you. So therefore, you have to try to make a plan. You cannot simply say, I'm not going to pay it because I cannot afford it.
Fair enough. Anne, we'll leave it there. Thank you very much indeed for your insights. Anne de Klerk is a specialist community scheme attorney at PEDOX. A few of you already have asked whether we'll be podcasting that conversation. Yes, we will. Literally in a few minutes, you'll be able to find it on our social media platforms. I do hope you follow us on our Twitter handle at Cape Talk, because in about 10 minutes, if that, it's going to be up and you can share it with those who you think need to listen to that conversation.